my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from a studio here in big time Crowley, Texas. Guys, you're going to love today's episode. We're going to be rehashing a little bit of some things that I talked about on Sunday. We also have some other specific things that we want to talk to you about that might just blow your mind. There's a topic that I'm very tempted to bring up. But I think I'm going to wait to bring it up, actually, guys. I think I'm going to wait until we go behind the veil, which is exclusive at ODX.TV. And if you are plugged into ODX, if you are one of the thousands of people that are plugged into Stage 2 or Stage 3 at ODX.TV, hang on and buckle your seatbelt, because I'm going to bring something to your attention that I don't know that anybody's really ready for, but I'm going to do it. But it's not something I want to talk about publicly yet. That's going to be privately just for our ODX family and our prophetic life family. And guys, also, I'm not here by myself today. I have some very special guests. Guys, joining directly here beside me today, I have the Schwartz.
What's going on,
the Schwartz
be with you, my friend.
And with you, sir. May the Schwartz be with you. Brian Schwartz, former NFL linebacker, also on staff, pastoral staff, and also prophetic staff here at Open Door Church. Very good friend of mine. Buddy, we got a big week this week, don't we?
Big week, man.
Oh, man, we got some stuff we're going to do.
It's going to be awesome.
And anyway, I'm happy. You just flew in today from Florida, right?
Yep. Right. And it's great to be here, man. Always good to see you guys.
A statewide floodplain called Florida.
That's right.
Yeah, we've been discussing floodplains today. And then sitting directly across from me is my pal, my buddy, and one of my co-laborers in the Lord, and somebody I partner with, and somebody I love with all my heart. Get ready, guys. He used to be in here all the time, but he's back here today. Guys, Jamie Galloway is here.
What's up, Troy?
What's up, hey, Jamie?
Yeah, man. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
I can't believe you're here.
Yeah. I think we're going to get some topics, some old topics that are still new. And then you dropped a bomb on us just minutes before we started this. So I'm excited to see where this goes.
Listen, I'm good for that all day.
Yep.
I'm telling you. Now, here's the deal. I haven't seen you in a couple of years physically. And I didn't know.
How do I look?
Well, you know, I was afraid that, like so many in the Biden administration, you'd been killed off and replaced with a double.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're some imposter that's wearing a mask, but it's you.
Yeah, no, I'm no clone. I'm no Jamie Foxx. No.
Yeah. Are we going to go there today?
Taylor Swift, right? So it's like, dude, I'm so happy you're here with me.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. This is a real joy of mine.
There is a ton of brand new people that have recently joined us and are just now joining us live. And what everybody needs to know is that you and I did a year and a half walk through the book of Revelation.
Yeah. We I don't know that we unpacked as much as we just got more and more mystified. I mean, there's so much there, and we probably could do another 10 years on the book of Revelation.
Could.
Yeah. So that was fun.
And also, and everybody needs to know that you can find that at ODX.TV. All you Stage 2, all you Stage 3 people, go into that archives, because I don't know how many hundreds of hours of line upon line expository teaching, beginning at Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, going all the way into Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. I knew that, by the way.
Yeah.
There you good. Go.
I bet you didn't know that.
I did not know.
See? That's why you need to hang around me, dude.
Yep.
And guys, you can actually, if you want to look into a year and a half long view that Jamie and I did every single Tuesday for a year and a half, you can find it. It's all there, part of the archives at ODX.TV. And guys, keeping us legit and making us look good, the lovely Miss Connie is here with us today.
Hey, everybody. Hey,
Pastor Troy. Listen, I wanted to sign your hat and you wouldn't let me.
No, because, okay, so you signed the hat that you got me, which was my first hat, and that's how I found out my hat size. And so this one, I don't want you to sign because it's felt. It's not straw.
You're out of the will. I'm just telling you, I'm calling the lawyer as soon as I get out of here. I'm calling a lawyer. You're out of the will, Connie. Actually, you're not. I'm so happy to see you here today. I know that we've had so many new people sign up with ODX.
Yes, really big deal. Have. And a lot of y'all have joined the Facebook page, so I'm super glad and grateful for that. It's really good.
So Last week when Cindy McGill was here and also some other people, you said, hey, the first 10 people that calls in and gives, we're going to give you a free book and we're going to sign it.
The first five.
Well, guys, we're doing that again here today because I just got through signing those books. There's a couple of different things. Number one, if you are a first time person on ODX.TV, if you tell me, I will send you a free book. I'll sign it and I'll send you something. I'm just going to go through the vast archives of Troy Brewer materials and accessories and swag and what else?
I think we might have a couple of t-shirts left over.
What do we call those, though? We don't call them any of those things. I'm struggling for words.
Yeah, we call it swag now. We get swag packages what do we together. Call,
if you go to the bookstore, we say, and hey, resources.
Resources.
So I'm going to go through those and I'm going to sign this and sign that and sign that and give that to you if you're first time on ODX.TV today. But I'm also going to say this. If you call in today and if you say, Pastor Troy, I heard that you guys rescued a 15-year-old girl last week out of sexual slavery who was abducted when she was 8 years old, and she spent her first night of freedom with you at your house in Cancun, Mexico, our brand spanking new rescue center house, and I want to stand with you. If you will stand with me, if you'll call the number 877-413-0888, and if you are one of the first 10 people that give during this time, right here, right now, I am going to send you the entire archive of the Revelation Report.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The entire archive.
Whoa. Now that's a resource for
this. It says 25. That's worth a lot more than 25 bucks. Jamie? If Jamie wasn't on it, it would be worth a whole lot more.
Sorry. Sorry,
guys. Way to bring the value down.
I tanked it.
Come on, man. Actually, guys, I'll send you the whole archive of it. It's a DVD set. So I'll send you that for free and call you guys blessed because you guys have given. So thank you so much. That's brilliant. All right.
Oh, that was Tia.
That was Tia did that? Way to go, Tia. Tia's watching, so you guys talk right. I want to tell you, man, Tia is one of the greatest persons in the world to work with, but she's mean.
She is not.
And we're all a little bit scared of her.
She's disciplined.
Yeah, she's disciplined. That's what everybody says about me. I'm so disciplined. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, man, I see that there's people from all over the planet Earth, and I saw Alaska is in here. I saw Uganda is in here. I saw South Africa is in there. Right now, I'm seeing Terry Clip from Washington State. Karen C. Rogers, she says, now that is an awesome gift. Yes, it is, Karen C. Rogers. Thank you so much. And then they're saying, no, Rebecca Marie is saying, no, she's nice. Kirk Morgan is in here. That's our guitar player and resident guitar genius at Open Door Church. One of them. There's a bunch of them up there. So, guys, we have people from Tennessee that's here. And, guys, we got friends from all over the world. Please let us know where it is that you're watching from. And I'm about ready to start talking shop, and then we'll break in here in a few minutes and let Connie tell us all the things that we need to do. Is that okay? You guys good with that?
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, so today I've already been in a whole bunch of meetings. I had a board meeting this morning, and that went pretty good. I was not bored. So I should have called it an exciting meeting.
Exciting board meeting.
It so reminds me of my very first time I ever preached to my grandpa, my papa. Man, I went back there and said, Papa, what did you think? And he said, best nap I've had in 40 years. That's exactly what he said. Those are his exact words. It's best nap I had in 20 years. He's so funny, man. He knew I would think that's funny. By the way, guys, Abu Dhabi is here. Abu Dhabi. That's crazy cool, man, to have you here. Right on. Those Emirates out there. God bless you so much. I've been to Abu Dhabi a couple of times. Also, United Kingdom is here, and so happy to see our British friends is here. God bless you so much. And then look, man, there's Brother Frank. So that's one of my sons in the Lord in Uganda. He says, hey, Papa, and hey, my bro, Brian. Right. Do you remember Frank, man? Met him, right? They came over to the hotel.
What's up, Frank?
Right on. So, man, we bless you, Frank. Love you. Man, guys, he's doing so good.
That's amazing.
He's doing so good. He's outstanding young man. Unlike you, Ben, you got a long way to go, son. You got a long way to go. Yeah, you are depressing me. I mean, impressing me. Hallelujah. I love Ben. Ben's a good boy. Do you know people are like, it's sad how mean you are to your son. I thought your ministry was awesome. I thought you had the heart of the father. Then I heard you berate your child. And I thought, dude, like, look, man, you got to be able to hang with the Brewers, man. That's all we do is berate each other. We think it's so funny. Irreverent humor is awesome to us. In the midst of holy and sanctified moments, but irreverent humor is a big deal. So everybody's like, look, they're saying, we miss Ben. Where's Ben?
I'm here.
He's in here.
He's just here.
He's just not on camera. He's wearing his orange suit right now because he's out doing his duty that the judge ordered him to do. It's all right. It's all good. Community service is a big deal, y'all. It's a really big deal. All right, so yesterday, look, Connie doesn't think I'm funny. See, this is why I have to have other people. Why don't you think I'm funny?
The focus is amazing.
Yeah, okay. Well, yesterday I went to Trinity Broadcasting Network and I did a show there, and it was Eric
Stackelbeck.
And I'm telling you, that's one of the best TV experiences I've ever had. It was so good. And I loved that guy. He is literally a foot taller than me.
Oh.
Yeah. The brother's huge. And I was shocked at that. I told him, I said, man, I'm not doing no pictures with you. They were like, come around, do pictures. I'm like, no, I want to sit right here. I want everybody to think that I'm a manly man. I don't want anybody to know I look like Danny DeVito.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'10".
Okay. So he was
6'10". Yes. He said, okay. I'm like 5'10". You're like what, 6'4"?
Yeah, right around there.
You're right around 6'4".
Yeah.
I would say he's probably 6'8".
Okay.
I'd say he's like 6'7", 6'8". He was a big old guy, but I loved him. He had such a relational heart, and we talked and talked and talked, and we were only supposed to do one show, and then we ended up doing two. Those things will air this week.
Wow. Great.
So I did all that, came back last night, rode on my brand new four-wheeler with my grandson. We rode all over the property, tore up Ben's yard. I drive next door to Ben's house and tear up his yard on it. Perfect. You're welcome, Ben. And then from there, man, this morning, got up, had a great board meeting. We went over all the victory that's taken place at Open Door Church and Troy Brewer Ministries and the incredible ways that we're moving forward. And then I had a pastoral meeting this morning. It was really good. You guys were actually in on my pastoral staff meeting.
Yeah, I was just a fly on the wall, and I enjoyed every bit of it. You guys make a pastor's meeting exciting, and so all the victory, all the amazing testimonies, and then your amazing word on getting a new lens. Yeah. And that was powerful.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You guys want to start off right there? So listen, you are a big time lens guy.
Yes.
And that's actually just part of your language, is you're always talking, you know, let's talk about the lens. I know it's part of my prayer life, everyday prayer life. God, give me the right lens, right on. Make me the apple of your eye. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Give me the right lens. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith.
Yeah.
That if I can't figure out how to have faith, if I can't figure out how to move forward, I got to be able to figure out how to look at Jesus. Right.
Yeah.
And that whole lens of all this thing. I recently came across a video and I sent it to Miss Connie, and Connie has teed it up, and it's a video. It's a business video. And they're talking about two identical twins. This is a documented story. Two identical twins, and one of them grew up, and he has a life sentence in prison. The other one grew up and became a multi-millionaire businessman. And I want to show you, this is a real short clip. You guys watch this.
It was a TV show called 2020, and they were interviewing twins, and I thought it was really fascinating.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine, because they basically make completely different decisions.
Biological twins grew up together. I believe it was Detroit.
Same households, same mom and dad, same religion, same food on the table. Like literally the ingredients were all the same.
One goes to jail. One's an executive of a Fortune 500 company.
Damn.
When asked why, They had the same answer. So the guy who's in jail, what else did you expect? I grew up in a house that was like this. I grew up with a mom that was like this. I grew up with a dad that was like this. What other choice did I have? Guy becomes executive. What other choice did I have? I came from a life like this. I had a mom like this. It was literally the same answer.
So good.
But they drew different conclusions. Successful people don't have different problems. They have different solutions.
Okay, so that's the Sebastian Engel show. So happy to have that. All right, Swartz, you go first.
Well, I mean, just from that clip, same environment. You know, you've always heard the argument about environment and what impact that has. same DNA at some level, right? Same environment, same everything. And yet one is able to look and frame it out through a lens that is all about overcoming, grit, tenacity, resilience. Those would be my guesses is what developed in his life. And the other became a victim. So one learned how to overcome in circumstance, one surrendered to their circumstance. But it was all about mindset and lens.
Mm. When I see the, in the Valley of Decision where David is slaying Goliath, everybody's hiding behind rocks, and they're like, why are you hiding behind rocks? Well, what did you expect? This dude is at least 9'6". He's a monster. He's Nephilim. He has a supernatural voice. He's the scariest thing I've ever seen. And then David comes out there and stands on the battlefield, and they're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, what'd you expect? This guy's a Nephilim. He's 9'6". He's this, and the brother needs to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Joshua and Caleb, when they went and spied out the land.
Yes.
10 of them saw all these consumers and these giants and these fortified cities. These two guys saw them as bread. They actually saw the giants as their nourishment. David talked trash to his giant. He went straight at him.
He sure did.
You uncircumcised Philistine.
Ran at him. Took off running at him. Before he even put a stone in his sling, he was already running towards him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so that whole mindset, you know what we're talking about? This kind of, Jamie, this kind of mindset, this kind of, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because most of social media is formed around a narrative of creating meaning, you know, and so everybody is trying to define what means something, right? And so, but what's really fascinating about this clip is this guy, he actually is explaining two different people, same biological circumstances on every level, and one declares his situation meaningless, and the other guy says, no, it's meaningful. And so, you know, in our life, if you want a meaningless life, it's very easy to get a meaningless life. See your life from a lens where everything is just piss poor, nothing works out, everything is just, you know, sort of set up for you to have a bad life. And so if you change your narrative, you change your lens, and you begin to see, no, there's another way to look at this. I can look at this from a meaningful perspective, from a place of abundance. That's what I think, Troy. I think that God wants us to see our situation from a lens of being meaningful. And what does this mean? So the whole world really asks this question over and over, and that's what leads to cancel culture. That's what leads to a woke, you know, ideology. Everybody's sitting around putting their input in and saying, this is what this means. This is meaningless, or this is meaningful. And yet God wants to give us his lens and speak about what he means by any situation. And so we've got the cross and we've got Christ, which makes us more than conquerors. And so we can take those situations. I feel bad for this guy, you know, because I know a dozen people just like that. And they are living their life totally meaningless when they have every potential to live their life in a completely different direction.
Yeah. We have a mirror we get to look into, the Word of God.
That's right.
And so in my thought process is like, I have to spend time in that mirror to understand the value that he sees in me and the value he carries. And then from there, I'm able to then look up out at my world, and now I can look through a different lens.
I said on Sunday, I was preaching on repentance, and it was part two of the sermon series. I have this called Keep the Change. And I called it Keep the Change, Jamie, because nobody will show up for a sermon that's called
repent.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I need a cool. It means keep on changing, keep on repenting, right? Brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
And then, so.
I was on that plane ride when you had that built brilliant.
Yeah, exactly idea. Right. Yeah. I was like, oh gosh, I was looking. And listen, I cry out, God, give me something brilliant. Give me something brilliant. As soon as I got that, I was like, oh, I just got it. It's so good. So I was preaching on this, and one of the things I said on Sunday that I made a big point out of was this. When you repent, it doesn't change what you think. It changes how you think.
Mm.
It changes that lens that we're talking about. So you got these two twins, and me too. I feel sorry for the other guy too, and I know a ton of people just like them that grew up in a terrible this, grew up in a terrible that, grew up in a terrible this. And then he's got a brother who grew up in a terrible this and terrible that. One, he said, I have to overcome this. His lens was, this is what's been given me. I've got a challenge, and I have got to beat this thing. The other one says, this thing has already beaten me.
Yeah.
So it's exactly like going into, you know, the Hebrews going into the promised land saying, we are as grasshoppers in their sight. And then the other two came out with a big time, with a different lens, and said, they are our bread.
They're our nourishment.
We're going to eat them. I'm telling you right now, I have never had the trophy of a giant head on my wall. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the opportunity, and I think we can probably barbecue them.
Yeah. And it shows you, though, too, that lens leads to choices.
Yes,
like, think about the different choices those two brothers made because of that lens and mindset. And I think it shows the importance of choice and the free will he gives us to choose. We can import what value we want into that situation.
Yeah.
But if our mindset is not framed through the construct of the kingdom, this world we live in will just eat you up. There's giants all over the place. And yet we have this giant of all giants, Jesus, this ultimate conqueror,
come on,
that didn't just repair us. He revived us. He made us brand new. And so we have this opportunity as followers of Jesus to have the literal mindset of Christ. That's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:16.
It's good stuff, man. It's really good stuff. Friends, if you just now joined in, you're watching The Pulse. And if you're watching on our social media networks, we're actually going to be leaving you in about 8 minutes from now and then going exclusively to odx.tv. So if you have not yet signed up for that, be sure and do that, because you're not going to believe the next thing that we're about to talk about. We're all laughing about it. But it is something that, like, well, why do you do that? Because we don't want to get censored, right? And then also, too, because there's some things that just belong in the house and belong to the family, and it's really exclusive. Okay, so we're talking about having a different lens, talking about being able to see things in a very different way. I know this. I recognize all the time I will come across something, and I have no idea how other people feel things, but I know how I feel things. And I feel things so deeply, and I'm constantly, like, it's very hard for me to have a very small emotion. I mean, when I think something, it's like a wave that goes through me. And I've been like that since I was a little boy. And it's been a catalyst for me to be activated. And that's why I'm always passionate, why I'm always activated, why I'm always going the next thing, because I can feel it, man. It's going to happen. This is awesome. Or is there not a cause? Or, man, that little girl has to be protected. Or, man, we got to take that thing on. Let's go. Well, I also know that there's a lot of times that I will come across something and I cannot find a right way to think about it. I will have a memory, or specifically in dealing with girls that have been saved out of sexual slavery, there's a lot of times, man, because I know what happened to them, and I've even seen the tape, you know, as part of the legal process. I've seen the tape and I know that girl, or I know that little boy. And, like, right now, see, I'm just starting to, I mean, I can't, when I think of those things, I can't help but feel those things. Now that I've said that, I've also learned that when I think something, I go, maybe it's not that I'm thinking the wrong thing. I'm just thinking the wrong way. And so I will shelve it until I find a right way to think about it. Like, there's no reason for me to think about that right now, because I can't think find a right way to think about it. The way that I'm thinking, I don't want to say the way, but the thing I'm thinking about the abuse or about the hell that they've been through, that's the right thing to think. But the way I'm thinking about it is so toxic to me that I go, I'm not going to think about it. That's it. So we have about 60,000 thoughts that go through our mind every single day, according to doctors.
Wow.
And the huge majority of those 60,000 thoughts is the same thought over and over and over and over and over again.
Mm.
And so I'm like, if I can't find a right way, then I need to either, I need to either not think it or I need to have another thought.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's a lens. And I want to encourage everybody that's watching right now. Listen, God can give you a right way to think about these things, whatever those things are,
mm-hmm.
about your marriage, about your finances, about your history, about your present, about your hope for your future, about your kids, about your parents, whatever those things are, God can give you a right way to think. And I want to tell you where you're not going to find it, through scrolling through your media. You're just not going to find it there. What you're going to find is a hive mind. You're going to be programmed to be triggered by certain things over and over and over again. You have to know the word, the logos, and you have to know the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis. You got to know both mm-hmm. of those things. And I'm going to pray for everybody here that God Almighty will give you supernatural sanity.
Mm.
That you'll just, that there will just be a revival of everybody that's watching in the realm of supernatural sanity. Guys, you guys want to help me with this? You guys ready? Father God, sir, I want to pray for every single person, God, that is watching right now and also, sir, in the future, all over the planet Earth. And God, for every single place, God, where we are not able to think rightly about something, God, give us the power to believe your word, to hold those thoughts captive and shelve them.
Mm.
And I pray, Father God, sir, that it would be displaced by the right way to think. God, I want to pray, sir, for simple solutions to complicated issues. I want to pray, God, for supernatural sanity. And I declare in the name of King Jesus, a new lens, a new thought, a new heart, a new hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to your word, Lord.
Mm.
Yes.
Anybody else have any other thing to add to that prayer for everybody? Jesus. So, Lord, I say thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And I love you and I praise you, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hey, you know what? I haven't done this in a long, long time on this show or on this podcast. But if you've been watching this and if you're like, you know what? I just heard Jesus speak to my heart and he loves me and I need to receive Jesus. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for you to wait another dadgum second. Mm. Right there where you're at, cry out to him. Guys, repeat this prayer with me. Just say, King Jesus, please receive me. Please forgive me. I need you, Lord. Fill me up. Change me. From this day forward, I belong to you. And from this day forward, you belong to me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know what? If you just prayed that prayer and if that looks like salvation to you, I double dog dare you to make the extra step to call one of my friends at Open Door Church and say, I just received Jesus. What do I do from here? You know what they're going to do? They're going to pray for you. They're going to give you some free resources. And that number is 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888. I'd also like to say that we have a whole lot of resources concerning supernatural sanity, how to think right. I got a whole sermon series called Supernatural Sanity. I got, you know what? Just call us. If you need any of those resources or if you need somebody to pray for you, call 877-413-0888. Miss Connie, how was that?
That was awesome.
That was pretty amazing. Powerful. It's almost time for us to go behind the veil.
Yes.
So everybody that's on ODX, just keep on hanging on. For everybody else that is here, Miss Connie's going to tell you about some really cool things. What are those things?
So I just want to remind everyone that Pastor Troy was on Daystar last week. It was Ministry Now. And that's already uploaded on ODX.tv.
Awesome.
So if you're interested in watching
it,
if you just want to catch up and see what all Pastor Troy has been a part of, then make sure you go to ODX.tv and you watch it.
I look so nice.
I want to remind you that you need to be a part of either stage 2 or stage 3 to be able to get access, full access to all of the content. But that episode of Pastor Troy's Ministry Now is uploaded. Tomorrow, the amazing Pastor John Arroyo will be preaching in the house at Open Door Church.
Captain John Arroyo. That's Sean Tappet. What a disappointment that was. Boy,
speaking
I tell you what.
Of Sean Tappet, he's actually going to be our guest here tomorrow on The Pulse, and he's going to be talking about his
book. That's Sean Tappet. Yeah, Sean's going to be with
experiences.
Us tomorrow. Near-death experiences.
He has a really cool podcast, too, where he has guests come on, and they talk about different topics, but they also talk about near-death experiences. So it's really cool. And he does it from a biblical perspective.
Yeah. He wrote that with Randy Kay. And the book is outstanding. And all the videos they have on it is outstanding. And he's a very good friend of mine. And he's going to be with me tomorrow. We're actually going to be at the barn in Third Stage Ranch in Glen Rose, Texas tomorrow. So it's going to be a hoot. Ben's going to go out there, work like the animal that he is. And he's going to set up all the cameras and make all that happen. So you definitely want to join us tomorrow. And I think Schwartz is going to be with us, too.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm there.
Right on. I think you might even be with us.
I might.
Okay. I might. Right on. So you definitely want to join us tomorrow.
And then the last thing I want to let everyone know is that Pastor Troy is going to be preaching to this Sunday on second to last installment of his sermon series, Keep the Change. So make sure you tune in. That is also something you can watch on ODX if you can't make it there in person.
Hey, man, if anybody has any questions concerning repentance or any scriptures on repentance, man, type those things up and send those to me. I'm going to see what those things are.
Very cool.
Yeah, right on. Well, hey, Jamie Galloway.
Yes, sir.
I'm so happy that you've been with us.
Thank you.
It's a privilege, man.
Good, man. Yeah.
Man, we come a long way from when we first started, haven't we?
Yes, sir. Yeah, a long way. Yeah.
And then you're going to be with me here on ODX here in just a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to stay
there. Let's unpack the real stuff.
Okay, so this thing is a trip. Brian Schwartz.
Let's talk about what we couldn't talk about.
Yes, my friend.
It's so good to have you with me today.
Always great to be with you, man.
Right on. I'm so happy, Connie, man, that you're in town. Thank you, Connie.
I'm so glad to have y'all on.
Yeah, we're happy to be here today. Ben, thank you so much. Taylor or Tyler in the booth in there?
Taylor.
I know what it is. That's just funny to me. All right, friends, listen, I'm about to let everybody go that's on all of our social media platforms. If you're on ODX, stay right there and wait till you see what we're about to talk about next. Bye-bye, everybody.